Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
Today's video is going to be all about doing product research on Etsy. And beyond product research, we're going to do some niche research as well, which goes hand in hand with product research, as you would imagine, especially if you're doing print on demand. It's one thing to say, you know what, I'm going to sell a t-shirt. It's another to figure out what you're going to print on the t-shirt that represents the niche. We're going to do both of these things in today's video. So let's get to it. Since we want to become more successful Etsy sellers, we're going to start our research process on, you guessed it, Etsy. I know it's kind of obvious to state that, but guys, if you want to be more successful at Etsy, make sure you're researching what is working on Etsy, okay? That's what we're going to be doing today. And our process is going to be supplemented by Allura that offers a suite of tools to benefit and assist Etsy sellers just like you and I. I first told you about them in 2020, almost 4 years ago. They've come a very long way since then, so I'm excited to show you around. Now, for the start of our process, let's go over to the research tab and click product. So this is kind of like saying, hey, I want to sell print on demand. Go familiarize yourself with Printful's product catalog. Look at the types of products they can offer and they can fulfill, because we can't sell things that we can't fulfill. So I love selling embroidered hats. I've been selling them since my first sale was in August of 2017. I remember that because I had a design just go absolutely viral and I was hooked ever since then. So I'm going to go to the filters. I'm going to type in hat and embroidered hat. Okay, now I can hit search right now. What this is going to do is distill down up there at the top. It said that there was over 13 million products in Allura's product database. By typing hat and searching, it's going to look at how many listings are indexed on the word hat and embroidered hat. You saw I typed in up there at the top. So now we're looking at hats, but guess what? We can actually filter down more than just this, because you know, really all we've done now is look at the equivalent of searching for embroidered hat here on Etsy, right? And we can do that in 2 seconds just using the search bar. But Allura provides more value than that. For instance, this is the most obvious one that most of us will use. Expand where it says sales, and under monthly sales, let's say we want to make at least a sale a day. So I'm going to type 30, okay? And I'm going to hit search. This is one way of going about it. So I want to make at least one sale a day. And there's going to be listings that are indexed on the word hat that maybe are not hats themselves for one reason or another. Blame the Etsy algorithm. But so you'll notice at the top there, it's like wall hooks for some reason are indexed when you search hat. We're going to have to do some scrolling. There's some, you know, one-off hats like the graduation album hat right there. But if we scroll now, everything that we see here is making at least that minimum 30 sales a month, which basically to me represents one sale a day. This right here says 66 sales a month. And you can actually see they do a little Google Trends graph. This is increasing up and to the right. You know, anybody who's invested in stocks or anything like that, hopefully you can see it above my head. This is a good trend. You'd like to see it trending upwards, not the other way. And it says adult personalized hat, bachelorette, party, beanie, groom, bride, tribe, babe, or initial beanie. So let's click that and see over here on the left-hand side. This has done 672 sales overall and brought in over $10,000 in revenue. Just this one listing, okay? It's in a great niche as well. The wedding, bachelor, bachelorette niche in general on Etsy is really good. Conversion rate, 4.8%. So you could study this product listing. How are they appealing to people? Maybe there's probably some takeaways there. And it's done 40,000 views. So there's definitely interest. You can actually select and copy all of the tags in just a few clicks here in Allura. That's always nice to know. They also generate a listing quality score here in Allura. And if you integrate your Etsy shop, they will help you improve the listing quality score of your listings. But that's outside the scope of this video. So just like that, we found at least one good idea. I don't think that, you know, we can fulfill these straw hats in Printful, but that's also a good idea. And again, in the same kind of wedding, getting married niche. But what do you say that we look further into the idea of like bachelorette party and bachelor party hats? Okay. So next, what we can do is go over here to the research tab and go to keyword. Alternatively, guys, I also wanted to show you, you can go to Etsy itself and we could type in like bachelorette party hat. And if you have the Allura Chrome extension, you can just click it and it will run right here in the page and bring up information about all the products in search results, okay? But if we go back over here to the keyword finder, we can get some additional insights, more or less like long tail keyword suggestions associated with our seed phrase, which right here, you can see it was bachelorette party hat. So I'm just gonna paste that there. So when it returns the results, you'll notice at the top of the page, it's giving us an indicator of the relevance of this search using trend data. It looks like over the past year, okay? So that represents, that blue line represents an entire year's worth of data for these search terms. We also get the search volume, which to me is probably the most important metric to watch. At 320, bachelorette party hat is probably not the primary search term we should be optimizing for, even though it is relevant to this niche if we want to enter it. And clearly there's demand. We just looked at a listing that had done over $10,000 in revenue. Now, search volume at 320, not great. Competition at 23,000, not great either. But remember about competition, guys, just like we just saw, Etsy sometimes is going to get hung up on like one word in the query and generate a whole bunch of irrelevant, so not relevant results. And then it's going to get, you know, misrepresented here in the competition. I doubt the competition's nearly this high. So down here under similar keywords, this is where I want to spend some time. At the top here, it says bachelorette party hats, plural, okay? I actually typed it in singular and said hat. It's worth noting that this gets treated the same though. So you can see that the search volume treated the same, competition treated the same, etc. Beyond that, bride hat, okay? Bride hat search volume, 8,100. So we jumped from 320 average monthly searches to 8,000 average monthly searches. Bride hat is something we should look into further, and it has a higher score here of 74. So I'm gonna go ahead and just click it. It's going to open it up in the keyword finder in Allura and search it for us as you just saw. So search volume, 8,100 a month, competition, 40,000. And this definitely looks like a stronger contender in terms of primary search phrase to optimize for. Generally speaking, it doesn't always have to be this way, but write this down or remember this. The first few keywords that you put in your title in sequential order, okay, so if it's bride hat, it's not hat bride, right? It's not hat bride, it's bride hat. Or like we said, bachelorette party hats. Those tend to send the strongest signal to the Etsy algorithm in terms of like, what is this? What am I selling? Because when you create a new product listing, guys, it has no sales history. So it's going to have to learn as it makes sales. But prior to that, it ranks your listing based on, you know, the signals you send the algorithm, which again, the title and the first few words you put in the title send a very strong signal. Bride hat, wife of the party instead of life of the party, search volume 2,400, and competition over 200,000 because it has the word wife in it. You know what I mean? So you see, it's not the competition. Don't get too worked up about bride trucker hat. So in terms of what type of hat we should be selling, trucker hat seems like a popular one. That's worth writing down. Bride squad hats as well, bride gift. So some keywords that we're optimizing for are going to be very specific, very honed in. Others can be more broad. Bride gift, bridal party, wedding hat, bachelorette hat, right? These are all things that we should be considering. And what are we really doing right now? The purpose of this exercise is to focus in on the like specific primary phrase or phrases that we're going to hone in on and try to rank on with this product listing. We're also trying to figure out who it speaks to, which we're able to data mine and figure out pretty quickly based on Allura's keyword finder. And that's basically it, guys. I mean, we can do additional research beyond this. For instance, let's take bride hat, okay? I'm literally going to jump on over to Etsy. I'm going to paste bride hat and I'm going to search. Now, if you have the Allura Chrome extension installed, you can go ahead and just click it on the search results page. It's going to data mine all of the results. And instead of us having to kind of sift through to find the gems, we can actually sort by monthly sales right here. And it's going to put, you know, it's going to let the cream rise to the top, basically. So right here, the number one result is personalized gift for bride. And it's not actually a hat. It is a sweatshirt. Now, that's not Allura's fault. Etsy's showing us sweatshirts right now, even though we searched for hat. because it's been shown to be relevant in the past based on previous searches, okay? Like Etsy's using data to render these results. You can trust that it's being there for a reason. Customized bride sunglasses. Okay, that's the second one. By the way, that first result, 1,300 sales. So Allura is counting the sales. They know that that's done over 1,300 monthly sales. That's using recent data. And then in total, over 15,000 sales. Next one, custom text embroidered hat. Apparently, this is also ranking well when people search for bride hat. Custom puff hat, bridal shower gift for bride. And it's that straw hat that we saw earlier. Next one, engagement gift, bride hat. It says miss and then the last name. That's a good idea. So again, when we typed in bride hat, you can imagine how it's kind of fringely related to bachelorette, or not even fringe. I mean, it's pretty related to bachelorette hats, even though it is kind of appealing to a different purpose, at least a different use case. But somebody who's searching for bachelorette hat is also likely to purchase a hat as a gift for a bride, perhaps on the wedding day, as you can see here, this listing appears to be. So in our research process, you would write all of these ideas down. Like the way that you approach creating a product listing that's a bachelorette hat is very similar to how you would approach creating a listing for a bride hat, right? You can create them in separate listings, or if you can figure out a way that makes sense, you can put it all in one listing, try to rank on multiple high value phrases on that one listing. It looks like bridal disco hat. Okay, got that. Cowgirl hat as well. So different types of hats. Again, if you're leaning on Printful for fulfilling these, you got to make sure you can fulfill it. So this first one here would work perfectly with the embroidery and the worn, you know, dad cap. Printful has a bunch of those that you can choose from, you know, or alternatively, you can look into doing this yourself with the cowboy hats, the straw hats, etc. But I wanted to show you that with the Chrome extension, you can data mine right in Etsy, okay? All you have to do is add the Allura Chrome extension and have an active Allura subscription. Speaking of Allura subscriptions, you can get started for free, okay? And I'll put a link in the description in case you haven't signed up yet. With the free plan, you can use the product and keyword research features. The most popular plan is the growth plan. And if you pay annually instead of monthly, you literally save 50%. So I would recommend doing that personally. Guys, thank you for watching this video though. Please hit that like button and subscribe on your way out. If you would like me to do another video on Allura showing you some of the other features that help Etsy sellers, let me know in the comment section. And I'll see you guys tomorrow with a new video.